He's on another level. He spent the whole day dedicated to his wife's birthday, and today he spent the whole day with the kids because they're off school.
Yeah.
And I'll spend the whole day learning, working, and
anything but.
Maybe I'll smile at my kids if they're lucky.
Hold on, just a question.
These are very important halachas, as well as giving shout out to Itamar for his dedication as a father and friend and everything else.
Wow.
Yeah, today's a day b'chira, so a lot of kids are at home. So, as I said, for me, it's learning, davening, working, and maybe a smile. Yeah, if I'm behaving well. Says here, Mutar Kriya Shema, is permitted to recite Kriya Shema, Bein Yoshev Bein Lahachmir La'amud. It's forbidden to be shown to stand for its recitation. About Asa Likroes Kshu Yishokev, how it's forbidden to recite the Shema while lying down. Bim Hushokev Kavai, if he's already lying down, Yata Etzatzma Al Sido Mamish Vikra. He should recite on his side, Mamish. If he's slightly ill, and it's hard for him to lie on his side, he's nevertheless able to lean up upon his side. This would be interesting also, Krishma on a meter, like just out of interest. You know, I generally don't say it on the meter, I generally say it on my way to the meter.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I say it, if I rely on the meter, I probably won't say it.
Yeah, you know, I'm literally, this is amazing. I'm up to this. I learned this at home myself. I happen to be literally up to this halacha, which is really
divine providence.
But this, when I learned this, I was like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have. Meaning, because I had always been saying myself and just like lying down. But, like, you really need to.
Well, the Rav Victor Miller had an important chiddush on this halacha, which I think he's right. Not that I'm anyone to say who's right, who's not, but based on just a little bit of Yiddishkeit that I've been zoken being by Siddiqim and Rabbonim and Rav Victor Miller, one of the milers of learning anything he ever teaches, other than it's very strong, is that he gives you the way to think like a Yid, not just to speak and act like a Yid, that many Jews can do, but to actually think like a Yid. He himself says is Mi'ahim, not so many of them. So the point is that the way you say Kriya Shema Alamita, he would hold you the best way, the Chachila, is to say it in the shul after Marav or before you go upstairs, like in your Mokum Kodesh, if you have such a place in your house, in your Miuchid for Avodas Hashem. So you are doing it with the full kovet it deserves, rather than half asleep in the midst of a conversation with your wife, and then she's irritated that you're doing something else.
Right.
Or like, you know, like you watch, you fall asleep and then you forget about it completely, or you're saying it asleep, or you're saying on your side, like we just learned, is not really the ideal. Like, you're just in a state where it's not, you know, or you're even worse, you're actually lying down like and half asleep, and you're not even really saying it, you're just thinking you're saying it. So all these kind of scenarios, so he's trying to avoid that. And I learned that when I was in the Shiva as a Bacha, and I started doing it. I try to say it, usually after Marav I say it in the shul, so I know I've done it. Now, I don't obviously say I'm Mapil, I don't say the Bracha of Shem HaMalchus, because then there's a problem that you can't speak, because you just did a Bracha of Dumusel, you have to be silent, yeah? So then you shouldn't say this Bracha of Shem HaMalchus. If you want to say it with Bracha Shema, then you have to do that at the time of about to go to sleep. So that's a different halacha of HaMapil. But don't say the Bracha Shem HaMalchus and then go off and have dinner or something. It doesn't really make sense. Kodem Shetchil, before one begins to recite the Shema, come and say it's mitzvah Kriya Shema. Shem in mind, with this recitation, he intends to fulfill the mitzvah of reciting the Shema. Shesivano Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Holy One blessed be, commanded us. Ramu Shema Yisrael. When we say the Shema Yisrael, come in, it's a perish. He should think about the perish of the milas. Shema Yisrael, what does it mean, Hero Israel? Ki Hashem Hu Elokeinu, that Hashem who is our God, Hashem Echad, Yochid and Miyuchad. He is the one and only and unique. B'Shemayim V'aretz. V'arech B'Ches Shal Echad. He should draw out the Ches of the word Echad. Kedei, the sovereignty of Hashem in the heaven and on the earth. Yeah, because remember, there's seven heavens and there's the Aretz. Yeah, so that's Gematch Ches, the numeric value of Ches, Shmone. Kedei. He should also draw it out slightly, shiur she chashav long enough to think she chash baruch hu yochid be'olamo, that he is one in the world, the dalet kanafos, the dalet directions, the four directions of this world. The Moshe ba'aba ruchas olam, he rules over the four directions of the world. Yochayosu mashiach, but he should not draw out longer than this amount. Yedakdek. However, one should be scrupulous. Shelo yikavkal krishma echad. So you shouldn't mess up krishma with the word echad. Ayidei ma shamarech bo kisat, by drawing out slightly, but some of the letters of the word ki kisat mahamon am makalkalin. Many of the masvul, he says actually a little bit of the people distort it. Why? Yeshomim achad. It's no longer echad. It's achad. Like the ches takes over, but then an aleph and it starts to sound like two syllables. Yeshomim achad. There, I don't know this tiktok stuff, but apparently it starts to sound like duh, like a new word, like the dalid and iron suddenly appear. You got an iron at the end of achad. Mutav shelo yarech. It's better not to draw out the pronunciation ma'arech kalkul than to draw it out and distort the pronunciation. So here's some of these people like,
yeah, well, we because of this,
weird sounds going on. In
had
the
you
shul.
Just said nothing, yeah. You know, I mean, it probably would have been all right. Like, because you know you quoted a halacha, so now I got to get into the dragging out business. Like, I don't know. Do you, okay.
I would say so the most important thing is not to become OCD about it.
Like, being,
be healthy.
Yeah.
And yeah, Hashem Achad is the absolute hafuch. We want to make Hashem Achad one.
Right.
I think what happens with these kind of lachas, once you like think about it a little bit, it becomes part of your reality.
Right.
Rather than overthink it,
right,
and then you distort it. And it takes away the kavanah of, we're trying to mamlech Hashem over the seven heavens and the land, and the dalet kanafos, or the dalet ruchos rather, the four directions. This is... You know, an important kavana I try to have also is Rabbi Nachman's Eitzah of Esmach Od. I don't know if you've learned that Torah in Lukat Tomorrow. Not in Lukat Tomorrow. You don't want to bring Zamalachai, but Odi. The Od, the iron and the Dalet from the Shema. But there's another Torah in Sichas Haran where he has this concept that the same Osius as Shema Yachad is Osius Esmach Od. I will rejoice with the Od. The Yismach Yisrael also brings it. There's a few others that he can bring this concept. In different parts of their Svarim, I think who else says Esmach Od? I once wrote down the Torah for Neyakov. I worked in Neyakov once. And they made a sefer of all the Torahs of the Talmidim and the Rebbeim. And I have it at home, a sefer in Neyakov.
Yeah.
And it, there I bought Parshas Korach. Is it the Vodas Yisrael? I think it's a different tzaddik. Maybe it's the Vodas Yisrael. But it's the concept of the idea of being. Oh, it's at the end of Parshas V'Yichi as well. Malach HaGolasi, the concept is that Korach did not want to be mentioned. Yaakov did not want to be mentioned as an ancestor of Korach. So you don't see him in ancestry because he didn't want to have shaykhs as someone who went away from Moshe Rabbeinu, who made himself outside of the Kehillah. He wanted shaykhs. So, but there's a whole Torah there about the Od, about tuning into the Nekuda Tova, and that Chelek Elokei Yaakov, the godliness of Yaakov, he has this Chelek, this portion that everyone in Am Yisrael inherited, and that's why Yaakov didn't want to be Bekar, because he was Cholek on that. So, because the Nekuda Tova is the key, like Ki Avoda, we focus on this Nekuda that we have godliness within everyone. It's Esmach Oda, we rejoice in the Od.
Finding the Nekuda Tova in Korach.
Korach wasn't finding the Nekuda in Moshe. So he was taking himself out. So then Yaakov didn't want to be shy of such a mistake. That's the real panemius of the mistake. Like, you see it nowadays, like people, they become self-hating Jews, God forbid.
Right.
Obviously Korach was on a high madrega, so it wasn't like such a low level of version of it. But it's the shorish of it comes back to Korach. All the Cholkim and Moshe, it always goes back to the original machlokas between Moshe and Korach. Moshe was 100% emes and Korach was off. So he went away from the Mokra. Now, the Asad Lava, everything, even that Nakuda is going to be fixed. Even Korach is going to have a ticket. But that's the point of even Acher. Remember his name is Acher?
Yeah.
Even Acher has a ticket because it's Likim Dam for him. But he should also get Gehenim. He should also have a ticket. Why? Because he still has Torah inside of him. So my Rebbe once said about one of the famous singers, I asked him about, he went a bit off. I said, what's going to be with my brother? Someone very close with went a bit off. And I said, what's going to be? He learned a lot of Torah. He quoted Torah publicly, Barabbim. You know, he even said the Shema Barabbim. Like, what's going to be with this neshama? He said that the Torah that he has within him will bring him back. Yeah, the Avos. The fact that he's learned Torah itself, because it's a famous Torah, he didn't quote this, but Rabbi Nachman brings another Torah, Mishum Nofish, that the Torah itself returns the neshamas. Because in the end, everyone has this Odi within them, this Esmach Od, this I will rejoice with the Aid, the big iron, the big Dalit, that has within him a godly spark, the Hashem is Achad, no matter what. But we're not into the Acher. The Acher was a mistake. We just put that little bit of Nekuda Tobi back in, and it becomes a Dalit again. The Reish becomes a Dalit. The door by door, you bring back the Dalit, the Reish to the Dalit.
Yeah.
You bring back that Nekuda Tobi back into the picture. So every time you're saying Shema, you're tuning into the everyone in Christ was included in this.
Yeah.
Shema Yisrael, all in Nishmas Yisrael. Yeah, yes, she should be associated to the Torah. All the neshamas of Klai Yisrael are included in the Echad, in the oneness of Hashem, and they all have that Nekuda inside of them. And it's just about us bringing that back through the Zamalakai Ba'odi, singing about the good points, bringing out the Nekuda Torah, bringing out the Edus of Hashem in the world, the testimony, the Da'at to know Hashem, the bringing out that Panemius. That is when we're saying Shema, that's the kind of Avos Hashem, Avos Torah, Avos Yisrael that we need to have. We're calling out all the neshamas together, and that was the original Shema when Yaakovinu said Shema when he saw Yosef and all the sons united. He said Shema Yisrael. So the son said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You see that we are Echad. The son said it. Sorry, the son said to Yaakov, you see, listen Yisrael, we're Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're one. So what did the Yaakov say back to them? Baruch Hashem Kavod Mechonam
Ve'ed. Right.
Yeah,
it's brought down this morning with Kutei Halacha.
Yeah.
Right. So we say quietly. Why do we say it quietly?
It's not revealed the full malchus, the full gilui of the Yichud Tata. The Yichud Allah is revealed, but the Yichud Tata is not revealed. The lower level Yichud, which is the Baruch Hashem,
right.
The full shleimus of Hashem's kovod and malchuso is not revealed. It's even missing a letter because there's only 25 letters Shema. There's only 24 letters Baruch Hashem. Lasa Lavo, the Baruch Shem, is going to have the full 25 letters. It's going to be B'Shlemus. The six levels of the Malachim are going to be revealed with the six words of Baruch Shem. And the full Shlemus of the Shiftei Ka, which is 12 words, connected to Shema Yisrael, Shem Lachim Meshachad, Baruch Shem Kanan Be'ed, is going to be Megala with B'Shlemus. Right now, it's not the full Yichud. It's only Yichud above. The Yichud below is not revealed yet.
You heard idea also the 24 is connected to the 24...
12 words, and it's connected to the 12 hours of a day. And I have this is my own Kiddush. You can take this with a grain. Everything I said today was based on this forum. But this is my own Kiddush. The 12 hours of a day, we talked about before, there's man of saying Krishna. When's the best time? At the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
When's the best time at night? Beginning of the day. How many hours? 12. How many words in those first two pesukim, which is the Ikra of the Shema? 12. You're meant to miyachid Allah above and below those 12 hours. You bring a yichud into those 12 hours ahead of you, and you do the same at night, those 12 hours. The concept of properly, all the time, the head of Baal Shem Tov was to bring yichudim into everything you're doing.
Yeah.
You're unifying everything. My whole dream is unity projects. That's why I made this whole thing into a book of unity marketing.
That's the whole,
bring the unity into everything you're doing. That has to be the penimus.
That happens on Yom Kippur, we're able to say very loud.
Oh.
Because the Samach Mem, so like doesn't have any power of us.
Very good.
So there I can say Baruch Shem
Because the Yichud below is revealed.
But down here, if you're going to go ahead and say play the Baruch Shem Gvul Malchuto game loud, then you're opening yourself up.
All right,
you
can open yourself up now to the
Chitzonim. So like that's a difference. So we know it. It's true, but you know don't scream it from the rooftops.
Exactly. So you see by over here. That there's a very careful dikduk with the echad should be pronounced properly because the dalet is so fundamental to mamlech Hashem that should be shem Hashem achay, should be shem echad. So we have to be careful when we're saying echad. It's the last halach we were learning to be careful to say it properly to mamlech Hashem in the world. I just threw in that whole chassidus shazach just to bring out that there's a whole unification going on in time, in the shamas, in people, all and every day. And by the way, one more important halakha you should know, the Torah brings down, and this is for me very big comfort. The Rambam, I was learning Hilchos Talmud Torah the other day from the Balatanya, the Rav Shulchan Aruch. in Hilchos Talmud Torah over there, he brings the Rambam, brings all the different Rishonim and important Makoris of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Your Ikka Kima Talmud Torah is just by saying Shemai in the morning and Shemai at night. It's not only a Makayim mitzvah of Omar B'Shemayim and the mitzvah's Kriya Shemai, but you're also Makayim Yachiv of Talmud Torah. Because it also has a Kayach, the Shema of Talmud Torah. So your Makayim, your Ikka, the minimum amount of learning you should do is at least say the Shema in the morning and Shema at night. And that's why when you learn about Muhammad and the Muhammad's mitzvah, that a Yid, if he wants to be a Yid in the Muhammad of against our enemies, the minimum he has to have is Shema in the morning and Shema at night. Because there's that, you see, that's the minimum, and that was the koyach where it says in the pasuk in Devarim, Shema Yisrael. The minimum what Am Yisrael's army always did was say Shema, and I've seen that with my son, for example. I've got pictures of him putting tefillin on and saying the Shema in Azza, in Khan Yunus, and they're saying Shema at night, saying Shema in the morning. I always tell my kids the main thing is make sure you say Shema Bizman, whatever you're in the Yunus on, try. Now the morning one can be a bit hard with teenagers, yeah. So all right, still say it during the day. At least you should be tuned into the yichud, even if it's, you know, there's always bidi evid. There's always this better late than never, like, kind of thing. Right. He might not get the chiyuv mitzvah, but he gets the connection to the yichud. So all my kids, Bliana, I hope, are saying Shema every morning and night. I hope I'm davening. Most important thing is because you're tuning into this fundamental of Torah.
Yeah.
The Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. So it's very important. It says here, Nogin Loma Shema Yisrael, Mesamin Yad Yamin, Allah Anayim. I missed out one other halacha, but Kol Ram, Lo Ira Kavana. And also, so you say it with a loud voice to awaken the Kavana, and you should also put your right hand over your eyes.
Yeah.
And there's lots of different Masoris, how the hand should be put, form a shin, this way, that way, there's all different things. You know, these are all Swadi Minhagim and Kabbalistic, Arizal Minhagim. I don't know, honestly. I never really, do you know any Minhagim about it? I just put them over my eyes.
Well, everyone puts
no, but how to do it.
Some people do this. I mean, I've seen this.
Yeah.
Like a third eye instead of this.
Yeah, there's different ones, different Masoras, how to do it. Okay,
what
but
do you do?
I just do it. I'm trying to keep things simple. I get too many anhagas to go crazy. It doesn't bring it here, so so you know, we're okay if we don't have any like Kabbalistic reason. Like, it's enough going on already. Let's add one more thing. We pause slightly. So we have to pause before we say Baruch Shem, but it's very slight pause. Chutz b'Yom Kippurim. Here we go. This is quoted what you said. Except for Yom Kippur, when the census recited aloud, Suikin Lekavein Gam Kain Perish Amilus. And one must also concentrate the meaning of the word when saying the sentence. So there's obviously importance to Baruch Shem. But even if we say it quietly on the rest of the year, at least we still have to Mekavein Perish Amilus. The Baruch Shem.
And by the way, we don't have Baruch Shem in the Torah. I mean, we have the Midrash that Yaakov being said after his sons.
And Parshas.
Somehow there's a deep connection to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, Parshas Veschana, and it brings the Shema, but it doesn't say Baruch Shem.
Do you know the connection to Moshe and Baruch Shem?
Baruch Shem. Look, if you add up the 24 Osius with the 25, you get Gematria 49. And 49 is already the Nun Shari Torah, Nun Shari Bina, or heading towards the Nun Shari Torah, Nun Shari Bina. You only get the Shlemus when you reach when we add that extra Os added, when Mashiach comes, the Vav, I think. I think it's a Vav that's missing. There's always this Vav they talk about that's missing. We say Velekei Yaakov is mashlim the Vav, because when we say Elekei Avraham Elekei Yitzhak, there's missing a Vav. In Shemoneh Esrei, by Elekei Avraham Elekei Yitzhak, by Yaakov, Elekei Yaakov, it's including a Vav. And it's all the time you see Yaakov written with a Vav, and Tanakh, every so on. Maybe it's only one time, but it's he has an extra Vav, which he said he's holding on for the times of Mashiach, for Eliyahu Novi.
Right.
Some sort of Indian Vav, and that would be the full Yichud, with them mushing the 49 letters to 50. And that's the Indian of Nun Shari Bina, which only Moshe Rabbeinu reached. So that ties into the Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's other Torahs, you're right. The Talachos, I vaguely remember something
very good,
about Moshe.
Very good.
But anyway, what I would just end off with is that Hashem should give us the Yishuv Hadassah and the Koyach HaMayach to every day try Miachir Hashem, realize that we're part of this yichud constantly. It's every day, every night. It's part of our life. It should be part of our children's life. It should be part of our children's life. It's what makes us unique, that we bring unification, true unification. Not all this Buddhist nonsense. And the real unification, the real unity. We have that koach. That was what the Baal Shem Tov would bring, the Shir, all the yichudim. We can do it on a simple level for keeping halacha.
Right.
Underneath, he just says one more thing. Why do we have to say it out loud and the right hand and we pause slightly? He says, since the primary acceptance of sovereignty of Hashem is found in the Shema Yisrael. So the Shema in the end is the Ikka Yisrael.
Right.
The next, the Baruch Shem is not as important until, I suppose, Mashiach comes. But it's interesting, I think when Mashiach comes, I think instead of saying Amen, we might start saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchut Hamavod. Because I remember learning in Hilkos Yom Kippurim and Gemara Yom Kippur, Yom Gemara Yoma and Mishnayos Yoma, it talks about when Kohen Gadol was saying Mashiach Meforish. I remember when we're lying down, you've been a chazan, no? When you're lying down, doing the shtachavas, we say Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchut Hamavod instead of Amen. They don't say Amen, they say Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchut Hamavod, Hashem Meforish. So there's a certain revelation there that the might supersede Amen, Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchut Hamavod, and love it, and we start using Hashem Meforish. I heard such a concept.
Wow.
I guess you could have some wishes about that.
Okay, good time, something to look forward to, and something to live by now. Yeah. You know, we're going to learn from Rav Shlomo, I'm looking forward to hear about it, drawing in the Or of Mashiach, the Orish of Mashiach, the Torah of Mashiach, and we'll start learning how to get chizuk from that time that's coming soon. We're going to learn about it from Rav Shlomo. I don't know what he's going to say, but...
What do you mean?
In the Tikkun Medina, he's going to talk about it. He mentioned in the Monday Shir, one of the things coming up. We didn't actually start the next parak. Yeah. But we're going to learn about how drawing in the light of Mashiach will help us now.
Yeah. Very good.
It's going to be the kind of Torah that's going to help guide us in the Tikkun Medina, how to fix up everything. So on a day like today where people are having elections and this and that, we should always have in mind the true Malchus of Mashiach. We want to bring the real Malchus, not these sort of like Nebi sort of, you know, Hishtadlis or whatever we're doing nowadays.
How come you don't drive?
I had a crash.
When you were...